All right. When I saw this topic, John Price, I was very, very excited because I really want to know what's going on here. The rise of the golf cart in the, you know, in the bedroom community. It's a status symbol to have like your golf cart. And then some people are like, well, hold my beer because I'm going to come out with like a really expensive golf cart. You know, some of these are a lot of dough.
There's some custom, there's some nice customized golf carts.
Yeah, you got the booming system in there, and maybe throw some neons in there. I mean, if I ever get large, I'm doing like hydraulics.
Well, yeah,
and do 3-point turns down Folly. What's up, gangsters?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, you've always subscribed to GQ, so we know you're the upper echelon on these things, and that's what you want.
Oh, of course.
But really, golf carts are just kind of a, for most people are just a kind of a convenient thing, a nice, quiet, relaxing ride. Maybe it's good for a quick ride down to your neighbor's house, or
even
to a close nearby grocery store. Some people, you know, run a little quick little errands.
Seeing that a lot more often now, where people are using this for close by shopping or whatever, but illegal in a lot of places to drive on the streets. But there are some rules of the road.
There's also a special statute that's dedicated to golf carts in South Carolina. I think it came out back in 2011 or 2007. Yeah. But nevertheless, a few requirements and a couple of dry mundane kind of things. Number one, it should be registered. There's a registration fee and a registration sticker that you can receive. You're supposed to have your registration with you all the time. It only costs about $5, so you don't start griping and saying, big government's coming down on me, man. It's only $5 to register the thing. And, you know, and you're supposed to have it with you at all times. We keep ours stuck to the windshield, you know.
How often do you get pulled over in your golf cart?
Well, I can tell you one or two little stories about that. Nothing. But those were actually at the Clemson football games. And I wasn't pulled over per se, but we can say that topic for another day.
Okay.
And then another thing that's required is insurance. You can have insurance on it. It does require liability insurance. The good news there is that the insurance is pretty cheap on a golf cart, so the liability insurance shouldn't set you back. Now, I'm speaking from our experience. We don't have any young drivers in the house, no teenagers and so forth. The boys are out the house now, and one's at college, just graduated from college, and one was away at school. So, but nevertheless, liability insurance is required, not really that expensive. Keep in mind you got some restrictions here on where you can take it. The statute goes into some different things about no more than 4 miles away from your house. In some cases, no more than 2 miles away from your house. And of course, you can come 2 miles back or 4 miles back, but I haven't quite figured out the purpose of that. Maybe they're afraid you'll break down out there, or if you get too far away, you'll start getting out to some unknown roads, because you are restricted to a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit type of road. Sometimes the statute calls it secondary roadways, back roads, what have you, but private roads, private residence roads, neighborhood roads. But when in doubt, you got to look at the speed limit. And although the statute says 35, you know, I'd be a little careful myself if I had a golf cart that only had a top speed of 18 or 20 miles per hour of getting to any place above 30, just out of sheer safety standpoint. But the statute says 35 miles per hour. Now, with that being said, here's what may come as a surprise to some people. And I heard you talk about it. Boy, you hit the meat of the matter this morning.
Wow, I hit
the meat of the matter. Yes.
Now, is that the one you wanted?
That's the one I
want. Okay, all right.
I thought you were going to do the hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, that's the one.
Because here's the meat of the matter.
The meat of the matter. That one.
I love that crescendo at the end. But
very nice. Very majestic.
You got to be 16 years old and have a driver's license to operate one of these things. Yes, you do.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you do.
No, that's not true. You're supposed to let your 11 and 12-year-olds run around trying to impress their puppy dog girlfriend crushes.
Unfortunately, many parents apparently are allowing their children to do just that, because you and I, box in our observant ways, have noticed that very same thing.
You know what, though? You adults have always been, you know, when I was a kid, I thought adults were born adults and they were never young. They were always old. Right, so they didn't understand what it was like being a kid. That first taste of the wheels, man, and it's like you got the girl that you think's kind of cute, and you're like hoping she'll be there, and you're like, you still got your braces on, you know.
Yeah.
But this is like now becoming a rite of passage for young people, and you're taking this away.
Well, what I'm seeing is not so much the 15-year-olds on a date, or, you know, if you can call it that, an afternoon date together, I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is, you know, 13, which is still wrong. It's anything 16 years old, less driving a golf cart without a driver's license, that's against the statutory law of South Carolina. So you're violating the law right there. But as a parent, here's the meat of the matter once again. More meat of the matter getting down to the center part of
that.
It's
a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
Getting closer to the bone now.
Wow.
Sweet, closer
all
to
right.
the bone,
let's,
sweeter
let's
to meat.
Move. Please.
But here's the thing, Box, is that, you know, as a parent, you by willfully and knowingly doing that, you know, you could be in you're endangering your own child's safety. And if you got the nosy neighbor, the Gladys Crabtree, be careful because they may have everybody on the phone with DSS saying, well, Miss So-and-so down the road is letting her 12-year-old ride around.
Somebody in every neighborhood whose house reeks of mothballs, and it's that person.
That Gladys Crabtree. She's there. They're in every neighborhood. And you know what? Your local law enforcement is not going to like it. They'll ride by and say something to you. They'll come out and tell you something about it. And next thing you know, you do have a hypersensitive DSS sometimes, and some of them are criticized for being too hypersensitive. Sometimes they're being criticized for not doing enough. But regardless, you know, you got to be careful on these sort of things. So, and it's, some people say, oh, it's a little far-fetched, John Price. It can happen. And I've seen situations where it did kind of come close to happening like
that.
Well,
not to mention that we have mentioned a couple of stories where, you know, people fell out of a golf cart or hit by a car. Not a very good scenario there. You just have to be very, very extra careful out on those things. And like the other night, again, I don't want to sound like that guy, but right. I was pulling out of my parking spot. It was dark, and luckily I was looking over as these kids who looked no more than 12 or 13 were barreling around on their parents' golf cart. And I was like, dude, I remember being right. 13 and wanting to be cool, and I'm not mad at them. I'm like, somebody could have just backed out right into them, or, you know, they're not exactly paying attention to all of the rules of the road. You know, they shouldn't be out there in the first place.
What I've seen, Box, is a lot of younger kids, and they've, you know, operating the golf cart, but they got kids even younger than them, maybe their younger brothers and sisters. And they're going down to the swimming pool, the community pool, or what have you. And what you see there is the parents saying, I don't feel like taking the kids to the pool today. I'll let Junior, you know, drive the golf cart and take them up there. And so now you have a family purpose doctrine, which really begins to tie the parent into a lot of liability. You can have negligent entrustment of the vehicle, where the parent negligently entrusted a golf cart to an unlicensed driver. And again, it's your own child. So, again, parents, for somebody 105, like, I don't like Mr. Price telling me what to do about my kids. I'm not trying to get involved in all your personal life, but I'm telling you, you know, it's not, it's just really not a smart thing.
Don't tell me I can't sell my children for meth. I don't know who you think you are.
Another topic for another day, but words of wisdom from the Box. Yes, right. Don't be selling your kids for meth, too. That's another piece of legal. That's another meat of the matter, I suppose we get.
Well, what I do with my own is my business. If it's my size, I'm going to wear it. John Price, how can people get in touch with you for this and other pressing legal matters?
Hey, pressing legal matters. We don't wish any harm on anybody, but if you have an accident and need some advice, feel free to call us for accident advice. Call John Price. We're at johnpricelawfirm.com. You can email us from there, or you can call us at 888-MR-LEGAL. That's 888-MR-LEGAL. It's not a moniker. It's not a nickname. It's just the letters for the calls.
To help you remember the telephone number.
Help you remember the number. That's right. 888-MR-LEGAL.
All prices plus tax, title, and license. Includes $249.50 dealer processing fee. Dealer retains all rebates, holdbacks, and incentives with approved credit. John Price, always great to see you.
Hey, it's always great to see you guys. Thank you so much for having me on 105.5.